Here we go. All right. Bill, always a pleasure to catch up. I understand MSPB made an interesting decision, I guess, just recently this week that would they ruled in favor of Paul Prouty in his. Was it a wrongful termination suit or was it a wrongful firing suit? And then what happened? So tell us what MSPB decided around Paul Prouty.
Well, first of all, this is a case that arises out of the fallout from the GSA IG report that was issued in April of last year, and Paul Prouty was a senior executive at the in Denver. He ran the office in Denver on the Public Building Service, and was one of the senior executives who sent people, his subordinate employees, to the Western Region Conference, and helped to a very small degree in some of the planning for the conference. And because of that, his agency decided that he, along with the other two regional commissioners that were similarly situated, would be fired. And even though he was not responsible for planning the conference or making the procurement decisions that were questioned by the Inspector General. So he was fired and appealed to the Merit Systems Protection Board. Just yesterday, the MSPB issued a decision, an initial decision, on his appeal, finding that there is no evidence to support any allegation of misconduct against Mr. Prouty, and that therefore he must be reinstated. And I think it's significant that the MSPB found that there is no evidence. Usually as a burden of proof, they might find the evidence is insufficient, but here they found there was no evidence of misconduct. And there were four specifications and on a charge of conduct unbecoming a federal employee, and the judge sustained none of the specifications and ordered Mr. Prouty reinstated to his former regional commissioner position. And of course, the agency has the right to appeal that decision to the full Merit Systems Protection Board.
And that was my other question. You talk about an initial decision. Is there a final one that eventually comes, or if there's an appeal?
There's an appeal right that the agency has, or anybody has, that gets a decision they don't like from a Merit Systems Protection Board administrative judge, where they can appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board at the national level. And they may or may not do that. I don't know what they'll do. Pretty strongly worded decision, finding Mr. Prouty to be very credible, and again, a judge finding no evidence.
That's the difference between an initial decision and a final decision, is whether there's an appeal or not?
There can be an appeal of an initial decision, and the appeal is just an appellate review, and there's an appeal beyond that where you can go to the Court of Appeals, but that's a little more complicated, and that's down the road a ways.
So Mr. Prouty, my understanding is Mr. Prouty's been back at GSA for a few months, for a few weeks now?
No.
No.
No, this just happened yesterday.
So this just happened yesterday. So
he's not back at all.
He's not.
He doesn't have to go back until after the period expires for the agency to decide whether it's going to appeal or not. At that point, he's supposed to be reinstated in his position, even if the agency appeals.
And what's the, how long, how many days, how many weeks does the agency have?
April 15th, yes, 35 days.
From your experience, what's the likelihood of an agency appealing a decision like this?
I don't know.
From all your years of experience.
This case is different because of the political considerations that led, in my opinion, led to the decision to remove Mr. Prouty in the first place. And I really don't know how the agency will respond. I think there was an effort to have a very broad overreach by GSA in the aftermath of the IG investigation's release and the political reaction to it, to try to find as many scapegoats as the agency could. And I think Paul Prouty was one of them. And I think this shows that the agency acted without cause. And I don't know if the agency is going to look at this, based on what the judge says in her decision, in a rational, balanced way, or if they're going to be motivated by, continuing the same irrationality that led to the decision to go after Mr. Prouty in the first place last year. And they may disagree with the way I characterize it, but, and they have the right to. And I have no idea what the internal thinking and inclination will be of the GSA officials who make that decision. And so I can't say from my experience what's likely to happen.
Was there any attempt by GSA to settle before this got decided by MSPB?
No, not really.
And have you had conversations with GSA attorneys in terms of the case, or is it nothing more than the typical conversations that you would, when you go before a hearing and talk to MSPB?
We've had lots of conversations, but not since the hearing. The hearing ended in September. And obviously, as we're getting ready for the hearing, we had many, many conversations, but we never really discussed settlement.
From your perspective, you said there were four things the GSA used as reasons for firing Mr. Prati the first time.
Well, they were parts of one reason, but they were all related to his knew or should have known that there were excesses at the conference, improper expenditures on food, improper expenditures on too many pre-conference meetings, improper expenditures on T-shirts and conference yearbooks and things like that, and a failure to properly use procurement authority. That's essentially a very brief summary of the specifications against him. And like I said, again, while those things may have happened and they were outlined in the IG report, Mr. Prouty's connection with them and evidence to show his connection with those things was non-existent.
From your client's perspective, obviously this is good news, but...
Oh, yeah, he's very pleased.
Does he plan to go back to GSA? Because it's a weird situation. I mean, and no one's going to question
Right now, his plan is to go back.
And obviously, in the short term, while he was appealing to MSPB, was there an acting regional administrator? How is that going to work?
I believe that's the case. I'm pretty sure there was somebody appointed in an acting capacity. I'm not 100% sure of that.
And then what comes next? So we have 35 days to the appeal, and then what happens after that 35 days?
Well, if they appeal, they have to put Mr. Prouty back to work in the regional commissioner level, our position, pending the appeal. They have the right to say that it would be unduly disruptive for him to return to that position, but they still have to restore him to the pay and benefits of the position, and so they could make that decision. And I don't know how they would feel about that. I really don't think it would be unduly disruptive. I think Mr. Prouty, as the decision indicates, has had an extremely impressive career, and I think he would know how to conduct himself in quite an appropriate manner, and would prove, I'm sure, prove himself to be a very, very capable and cooperative senior executive within the General Services Administration, despite what's happened to him.
Were you surprised about the decision by
MSPB?
No, not
at all. I was never able to understand what the evidence was that said that Paul Prouty did anything wrong. That was the main argument that we made throughout the case.